China's big influence on the U.S. housing market. Commentary. As the tariff negotiations between Washington and Beijing continue, there are reasons to be hopeful. The Trump administration's tariff policy certainly got both sides to the table, and both countries agreeing to a 90-day pause while drastically lowering tariffs during talks is a great start. It buys time to find some middle ground that benefits both nations. But now the difficult part begins with some key points to keep in mind. The tariffs were justified. First, the high tariffs against Chinese goods were justified. The U.S. trade imbalance with China remains in the $300 billion range, and the regime's intellectual property theft from American companies and institutions is up to $600 billion per year. Since being admitted into the World Trade Organization in 2000, China has been unwilling to follow the rules or change its behavior, which is what prompted the tariff hikes by the Trump administration. What's more, China has been seeking to avoid tariffs by routing goods through third countries that are not subject to tariffs. Second, China's economy is in worse shape than most realize. In 2024, more than 40 banks have closed. Good jobs are scarce for the young and educated. And in the wake of the new tariffs, factory workers across the country are without paychecks. As a result, civil protests are on the rise. Third, and directly related to the second point, if China doesn't maintain its enormous trade surplus with the United States, at least in the short term, economic conditions will get worse before they get better. That would further erode the legitimacy of the Chinese Communist Party. Without the U.S. market, the Chinese economic future and social stability are less certain, if not threatened. Beijing's building materials card. It would seem that Washington holds all the cards, but Beijing has a couple of its own that could provide it with significant influence over the U.S. housing market. For instance, China is a significant source of U.S. building materials, which impacts housing affordability and supply. If the high tariffs return, it could increase builder costs anywhere from $7,500 to $10,000 per home, according to Rob Dietz, chief economist at the National Association of Home Builders, citing estimates from U.S. home builders. The greatest impact will be from lumber cost increases, which are expected to total about $4,900 per home on average, according to Leading Builders of America. Building material prices have already risen by 34% since December 2020, outpacing general inflation, according to the NAB. Redfin chief economist Chun Zhao notes that with tariffs, construction costs are expected to continue rising. These factors could reduce the housing supply as builders scale back projects or pass costs on to consumers, many of whom don't have the financial resources to afford higher-priced homes. U.S. housing shortages could rise. In fact, housing industry experts predict a 10% to 15% price increase per house, making new homes less affordable, especially in markets like Raleigh, North Carolina, where construction is booming but affordability is already strained. Rising building costs may be the difference between smaller builders staying in business and going into insolvency. As smaller home builders around the country leave the market, the housing supply will tighten even further and push prices higher. Essentially, the costs of higher tariffs on Chinese home building materials will land squarely on U.S. homebuyers. Beijing's financial cards. Beijing also has a couple of financial cards to play. For instance, as of January 2025, China holds $1.32 trillion of U.S. mortgage-backed securities, comprising 15% of the total outstanding foreign ownership, according to Ginnie Mae, but owns less than it used to. In September 2024, China had already reduced its MBS exposure by 8.7% year-over-year and another 20% by early 2025. If this sell-off continues, it could destabilize the mortgage market by driving down demand and driving up rates. It could be compounded by the U.S. Federal Reserve's decision to let MBS roll off its balance sheet, reducing support for low rates compared to its COVID-19 pandemic-era purchases. If China accelerates its MBS divestment, it may well send shockwaves through the global investor community, widening the spread between U.S. Treasury and MBS yields and pushing mortgage rates higher. However, in addition to MBS, some sources estimate that China holds an estimated $1.1 trillion in U.S. Treasury bonds. A large-scale sell-off of U.S. Treasuries by China could further increase yields, raising borrowing costs. Most analysts agree that such a move would deeply affect China's economic health. For example, it would likely trigger a panic sell-off in global markets. That would immediately devalue China's vast dollar-denominated holdings. It would also spike the yuan's value, making China's products more expensive and lowering global demand for Chinese goods, thereby hurting China's export-led economy. U.S. housing crash unlikely. Despite these pressures, a housing crash characterized by widespread price declines and foreclosures is unlikely in 2025. Several factors minimize that risk. For example, the U.S. housing inventory is low, and supply shortages continue to temper price drops, even as demand softens. Plus, unlike the 2008 subprime crisis, current lending guidelines adhere to stricter ability to repay rules under Regulation Z, which lowers the risk of lending to unqualified borrowers. What's more, even though tariffs may fuel inflation and potentially delay interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve, consumer confidence remains solid. A full-blown recession has not yet manifested, even with the tariff shocks. Finally, as noted, China is unlikely to dump all of its U.S. MBS and/or treasuries because doing so would harm its own financial interests. However, the housing market still faces significant challenges. Even moderate price hikes from tariffs could continue to slow sales. If current financial behaviors and trade trends persist, it could even cause the market to stagnate. It's neither a coincidence nor an exaggeration to point out that China holds some cards, from housing costs to MBS and treasury bond divestment, that certainly add another layer of risk and uncertainty to the tariff negotiations and the U.S. housing market.